The Lord be with you.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus said to his disciples, "I tell you, unless your righteousness surpasses that of all the scribes and Pharisees, you shall not enter into the kingdom of heaven. You have heard it said to your ancestors, 'You shall not kill,' and whoever kills will be liable to judgment. But I say to you, whoever is angry with his brother will be liable to judgment. You have heard it said, 'You shall not commit adultery.' But I say to you, everyone who looks at a woman with lust has already committed adultery with her in his heart. Again, you have heard it said to your ancestors, 'Do not take a false oath, but make good to the Lord all that you vow.' But I say to you, do not swear at all. Let your yes mean yes, and your no mean no. Anything more is from the evil one." The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. So as Father said, today is Together in Mission, and we have a guest speaking to us today. We have Ellie Hidalgo, who is a pastoral associate from Dolores Mission Church. I'd like to welcome Ellie and have her come up and say a few words.
Good evening, and many thanks to all of you for welcoming me here today to talk about Together in Mission. And I've been working at Dolores Mission, which is a parish and school in Boyle Heights and East Los Angeles, for about 11 years, and I've been very blessed to be there. And I am delighted to have this opportunity to thank you personally for all your support of Dolores Mission, because we are one of your sister parishes. So I want to thank you for all of you who have contributed by adopting our children or families around Christmas time, or supporting their scholarships with our Adopt-a-Student tuition program, and also serving on our school board, all different kinds of ways that Holy Family parishioners get involved. And so today I'm here to talk to you about Together in Mission, because that's been another key essential way that you have supported Dolores Mission and other low-income parishes around the Archdiocese. So in today's first reading from the book of Sirach, we hear, "If you choose, you can keep the commandments. They will save you. If you trust in God, you too shall live." So many of the low-income families that come to Dolores Mission have few resources, like money, but often have a lot of trust in God that they will find the support that they need. So I want to share with you a story of Esperanza. And Esperanza is one of our Dolores Mission School mothers. And she herself was a foster child when she was growing up in Mexico. She came to Boyle Heights in East Los Angeles, and she was 14 years old with only a first grade education. So you can imagine how scary it is to be in a new country without parents and with minimal education. And yet Esperanza is one of these people with great trust in God to see her through. And when she had her own children, she was quite determined to make sure that they had opportunities that she had never had. And so she enrolled them in Dolores Mission School and entrusted her children to our care. And Dolores Mission School was a safe place for her kids to be in a neighborhood that has suffered a lot of street violence. And also, it offered a great Catholic education. So her children have thrived and have been very successful, and I'm proud to let you know that her oldest son is graduating from Cal State LA this spring, and her daughter is a freshman at UCLA and is a biochemistry major. So this is just one example of the impact that your support through Together in Mission has on a particular family. And this family, their story is alive with hope and faith and love, thanks to the incredible work of Dolores Mission, Holy Family, and Together in Mission, and the difference that it makes. So the theme for Together in Mission this year is, "Our story is alive." And I always like to say that God has no hands or feet but ours. And so when a family comes and is trusting us in the midst of big struggles, you know, it's an invitation for us to walk hand in hand, shoulder to shoulder with this family to see what we can do, the difference we can make. All of us working together, we make God's story come alive. And we get to witness to the truth that we all belong to each other and that we are all linked to the same God that loves each one of us. So I want to share with you one more story. Each night, Dolores Mission opens its doors to the homeless. And I mean that quite literally. We open our doors and homeless men arrive and we can take up to 60. And they imagine they're sleeping in the aisleways, in cots, and on the altar. And we offer them a hot, warm meal for dinner, as well as access to showers, a safe place to sleep, and then breakfast the next morning before they look for work. So I want to tell you the story of Andrew. Andrew had been living in freight trains and on street corners for several years and subsisting on food that he was finding in garbage cans. And Andrew was battling a terrible addiction to alcohol and drugs. And it wasn't until he hit rock bottom that he finally surrendered his life to God. And soon after, he learned about the Guadalupe Homeless Shelter at Dolores Mission, and we welcomed him. And after his experience at Dolores Mission, he wrote what it was like to arrive at the shelter that first night. And he wrote, "That night, after lights out, laying safely in that worn green army cot, surrounded by the sounds and smells of sleeping men, the warm glow of votive candles reflecting off the wall, I heard and welcomed for the first time that still small voice calling me home." So we were privileged to be home for Andrew, and he continued with his recovery, and I'm happy to let you know that his healing journey allowed him to reconnect with his family that was living in St. Paul, Minnesota, and he moved back there, got involved with another Catholic parish, went through the RCIA program, and was initiated as a Catholic, and he's leading a healthy life. And it turns out that a sober Andrew has incredible God-given writing talents, and he wrote about his journey of healing and recovery and spirituality. And if you're interested, you can Google America Magazine, Dolores Mission, Andrew, and you'll get right to it. Our parish started the Guadalupe Homeless Shelter more than 30 years ago in response to a concrete need. There were thousands of migrants and refugees fleeing El Salvador during the Salvadoran Civil War and landing in places like Boyle Heights and East LA with no place to go. And after praying about this, as a parish, parishioners decided they were really being called by God to open up our doors to the homeless. And so I want to introduce to you three of those pioneering women who said yes to starting a shelter at Dolores Mission Church. And so I want to introduce to you Esperanza, another Esperanza, Lourdes, and Rosa. These are the women who were among the first to cook big pots of rice and beans every night, trusting that there would be enough for the men who were showing up. And I'm happy to tell you that now we have hundreds of volunteers who take turns cooking meals at night and bringing warm jackets or other donations that we need to keep the shelter going 365 days out of the year. And now there's also a small women's shelter nearby that we partner with as well. Rosa, Esperanza, and Lourdes were also among this small group of women and parishioners who banded with our former pastor, Father Greg Boyle, to reimagine how to minister to young men and women on parole trying to leave gang activity and restart their lives. And from those early efforts, Homeboy Industries got started. And it is now the largest gang intervention and rehabilitation program in the country, helping formerly incarcerated men and women from 45 different zip codes. So this is the kind of impact that we can have when we decide to support one another. And many of the homeboys and homegirls who live in Boyle Heights and in East Los Angeles have enrolled their children at Dolores Mission School because they realize that Dolores Mission School is one of the best things they can do to break the cycle of violence in their families and to offer their children a much better opportunity. So this year, Together in Mission will help 67 low-income parishes like Dolores Mission and 74 low-income schools throughout the five regions of the Archdiocese of Los Angeles. Every parish participates in Together in Mission, so we'll be raising some money as well at Dolores Mission. But I'm here to thank you in particular because Holy Family is one of the leadership parishes among all the parishes of the Archdiocese that has really demonstrated incredible generosity and commitment to helping keep the doors open of our lowest income parishes and schools throughout the Archdiocese. So I want to thank you again for your enormous generosity and humbly ask you again to be as generous as you can this year as you consider whether you can give $150 over the course of the year, or $350, or $700, or $1,000, or more. But whatever you can give, know that your donation is a gift of hope that allows those of us in the low-income parishes to work hard, to be resilient, and to practice being brave in the face of sometimes very difficult challenges. I want to finish my remarks by saying that Together in Mission is one of those campaigns in the Archdiocese that really makes me proud to be Catholic. It's a concrete way that we show as Catholics that we believe in human solidarity, that we believe in uniting together to help those of us who are most in need. And as we take on some of the most complex issues in our region, issues like homelessness, gang activity, or educating the next generation of children, including low-income children, that we show that together we make God's story come alive in Southern California. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Ellie, and I'm so grateful to have Ellie here today along with Lourdes, Rosa, and Esperanza, who've been here, I might say, since 6:30 this morning. So it's been a really, really long day, and they are wonderful to be here and to be with us this evening. I second Ellie's comments and remarks about being very proud to be Catholic, especially having to do with Together in Mission. It really is a remarkable way of showing solidarity with our brothers and sisters around the Archdiocese. In fact, Together in Mission helps over 500,000 children, families, students, individuals in some of the least resourced parishes and schools in our Archdiocese. In many cases, parishes and schools would not be able to even keep their doors open without the support of people of parishes like Holy Family. So please know that your support is going to really make a big difference to many people in the farthest flung corners of our Archdiocese. So it's my great pleasure and privilege then to invite each one of us here to make a pledge to Together in Mission again this year. If you've given to Together in Mission in the past, then you may well have received a commitment envelope in the mail in the last week or so, and perhaps you've already filled it in and sent it to the Get Together in Mission office, or perhaps you brought it with you today and you're going to drop it in the collection basket. If you've already made a donation, then thank you very much, and I hope you'll bear with me patiently while I extend an invitation to everybody else to make a generous gift to Together in Mission. So the ushers have got additional envelopes and pens, so if you need one, please raise your hand, but there should be some in the pew holders in front of you. So if you take out the envelope, you'll find out that the commitment card is on the inside flap of the envelope. And of course, it's pretty self-explanatory, so please go ahead and complete the first few lines of your contact information, and I'll give you a couple of minutes to do that. Our goal this year is $127,000, and that's pretty much in line with our goal over the last few years. And I'm happy to say that I can't remember a time that we haven't met our goal, and I've been here for 11 years now. So Holy Family has a great track record in meeting and actually even exceeding our goal. The great thing is when we exceed our goal is that we get to keep that extra money. And when we exceed our goal, what happens to the surplus is that we put that into a restricted Together in Mission account, and then we're able to use that money to provide an extra gift to Dolores Mission or to Our Lady of Guadalupe. This year we gave $10,000 to Father Chris Panette at St. Camillus to help support him with his the hospital chaplain program because they were short of funds. So there are many different ways that we're able to support parishes and schools in addition to the money that goes to straight to Together in Mission. So it really makes a difference. That infusion of cash can make all the difference to a parish or a school in that's come on some kind of a hard time or has a critical need. I very much hope that you'll make sure that you write credit my gift to Parish Holy Family South Pasadena because we need to get the credit of your gift towards our goal of $127,000. So if we don't reach our goal, we have to make up the difference from our operating budget. So it's helpful then to be able to record your gift towards our goal. There are a number of different ways that you can give to Together in Mission. And for those of you who might be watching at home, you're able to give online to holyfamily.org, or you can also go to the togetherinmission.org website and give that way as well. For those of you here in the church this evening, you're able to give a gift of a check or cash by placing that in the envelope. And that can be a down payment or it can be your entire payment or donation for the entire year. You can also give by credit card, and there's a place there at the bottom of the commitment form to write out your credit card details. One thing that is very good about Together in Mission, especially for those of us who like to spread out our payments and our pledges over a period of time, is that now you can choose to give either in 5 installments or in 10 installments if you want to do a pledge. And so for my husband and I, we were able to give more over 10 months than we would be able to over 5 months. So we like that extra time to give more to Together in Mission. When you've completed the commitment form, you can go ahead and just fill out the box on the right-hand side of the commitment form. And there's a place to do a little bit of simple math there, just indicating what your balance will be for the rest of the year. If you're making a donation today, a down payment, or paying in full by cash or by check, please place that in the envelope. And then when you're ready, just seal the envelope and hang on to it because we're going to have the ushers come through in just a few minutes with the regular offertory baskets. So just place your envelopes in the baskets at that time. So all that remains for me is to say a very, very big thank you. This parish is always so remarkably generous to Together in Mission and so many other worthy causes that I'm sure you're going to live up to your wonderful, the wonderful bar that you've set yourself for previous years. And it really does make a huge difference to so many people. As Ellie said, 67 parishes and 74 schools around our great archdiocese. She also talked about how this is an opportunity for us to be in solidarity to one another. And truly, it's a way for us to come together as one body in Jesus Christ. It doesn't matter what parish we're in or what background we're from or what language we speak. It just matters that we're all children. We're brothers and sisters in the eyes of God. And this is truly our opportunity to come together to be the one body of Christ and to share the light of the gospel. So thank you so much. Thank you for your generosity, and God bless you.